The latest protest over an oil pipeline has grown rapidly in rural North Dakota. Construction began near the Missouri River section of the 1,200-mile Dakota Access Pipeline last week. This week, more than 1,500 protesters arrived at the border of the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. Inside Energy's Amy Sisk has more.
Native Americans from Wyoming, Colorado, and as far as Oklahoma are pulling up by the busload.
Oh, for 2 years we've been holding them off, waiting for you to come. Hey, well now you're here with us.
That's John Eagle Sr. of the Standing Rock Historic Preservation Office. He's speaking at a protesters' camp near construction on the Dakota Access Pipeline. The pipeline will carry more than 500,000 barrels of oil per day from North Dakota to Illinois. It's crossing under the Missouri River, just upstream of the reservation. The concern over a potential spill prompted people like Tennille Bluebird of South Dakota's Rosebud Sioux Reservation to join.
If the oil comes through, there ain't gonna be no water.
Standing Rock and others downstream draw their drinking water from the river. The tribe recently sued the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers over the project. The Corps gave final approval for the pipeline in July. Construction at the site is now halted. Law enforcement say some are carrying pipe bombs and guns. 28 protesters were arrested over the last week, including Standing Rock Chairman Dave Archambault. He's urging protesters to comply with the law.
We need to work together in peace.
A spokesperson for the pipeline says it's an important energy infrastructure project that benefits Americans and the economy. She says she's disappointed protesters were putting pipeline workers at risk. For Inside Energy, I'm Amy Sisk.
Inside Energy is a public media collaboration focused on America's energy issues. Reporter Amy Sisk also works with Prairie Public Radio in Bismarck, North Dakota.